VMC. Okay.
No, it's just test.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Village of Carmacks, Agenda 25-08 on Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. Call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock.
We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional territory of the Simon Carmacks First Nation.
Absolutely, Councillor.
Thank you.
I'd also like to have a moment of silence for Agnes, the passing of Agnes Charlie, a respected elder of the community. So if you could just have a moment of silence, thank you. Thank you. Moving on, adoption of agenda. Motion to adopt the agenda.
I move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Second that.
All in favor? Thank you. Adoption of minutes for a regular meeting of April 1st, 2025. The mover?
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes of the regular meeting of April 1st, 2025.
Every second.
I'll second that.
Councillor, all in favor? Thank you. Adoption of minutes for a special meeting on April 8th, 2025. Do we have a mover?
I'll move to adopt the special council meeting minutes of 25-03. As presented.
You have a second.
I have a second.
Thank you, Councillor Hanson. All in favor? Thank you. Moving on, delegations, welcome RCMP Carmacks.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here. And, two things to go over, but we'll start with the regular monthly policing report. This one is for March. And just to dive right into it here, I wasn't here for most of the month of March. I was on vacation, but I've got Greg here just to, in case we need to fill anything in. But all in all, like the rest of the year, it was a pretty relaxed month. We only took 30 calls. We're down calls year over year by about 21. And of the calls that we took up until the end of the month, there wasn't anything of particular note. However, we did have two sort of notable occurrences, which mentioned here at the bottom of the report. One, which I'm sure many people have heard of, there was a very serious dog bite that took place in town. That was investigated by us, and we had spoken to Crown about it. No criminal charges are recommended in this case. Crown wouldn't pursue it for a variety of reasons, but the matter is going over to YG Animal Health, and they do their own separate investigation, which could determine sort of the fate of the dog, whether that be deemed as a dangerous animal, deemed to have a muzzle going forward, those kind of things. They have a determination process, and a veterinarian will ultimately make a decision on what happens to the animal. The child that was involved in this has returned back to the village, and the Child Family Services is dealing with the other half of that file. But ultimately, for police involvement, people were curious. Just to let you guys know, there weren't any criminal charges that stem from that. The other file of note is that we had a report of someone, a parachuter or a paraglider over the Twin Lakes area. Someone called that in. Just a little bit of suspicious activity. The paragliding happened late at night, so they weren't sure if there was some sort of emergency where the person had fallen on the plane or exactly why they were paragliding this late at night. Ultimately, we went down there, checked, the person was fine. So for us, it was more or less a well-being check. There were some other elements that we referred to conservation because paragliding at night over prime bison hunting area, it just it rang a few bells. So ultimately, that's going to be up for conservation to look into. There weren't any criminal elements to that either. And then going through the month, we had, like I said, Greg here with relief. We are still down one member, like your staffing update for the month, but we did have relief brought in to sort of supplement while I was away on vacation. Greg continues to help out with dry line training for the hockey team, participated in archery competition, and he's been very regular presence at the school.
First place.
First place, yes. Can't glaze over that.
Mission the way you wanted
Well,
it.
he showed them.
And then I know that Emerson and Alexis were missing one. I was like, oh, can I come in? I'll pay for an admission fee. Okay. And one.
Congrats.
And then as far as other things go, we've been doing more speed enforcement, mostly radar stuff, but it's near around the like the Braeburn area. A lot of the relief members, because they don't come with files, they don't carry any investigations. They are sent out mostly to do, and they like to hang out down Braeburn or the Robert Campbell. So we've got a lot of radar and laser going on down in those areas. Going forward, now that it's a bit warmer, we'll try and have them in town more, but a lot of them are trained on the laser that we have. So they like to stick with the highway because it's just easier for them to run radar on the highway.
And what are the numbers like that are coming back off the highway, like for tickets in regards to that?
A lot of them are writing warning tickets because these are members that are coming up from Nova Scotia, Quebec, that kind of thing, and they worry about being called back to court. If it's an egregious speed, they're going to write it. So their threshold is higher than what maybe Greg and I's would be. So usually, if someone's over 125 plus, then you're probably looking at getting a ticket. Throughout the year, don't have the exact number of speeding tickets specifically. I can get that for the next
Like
meeting.
in our zone.
Just the exact like number of speeding tickets in our zone. So I'll get you the exact number for next meeting. I know at the very least we pull over at minimum probably 15 to 20 vehicles a week.
Okay.
And that's for various things, whether it's warnings, check-in registration, insurance, impaired driving investigations, those kind of things. We're trying to up those numbers. That's part of the APP going forward. So we just started our new fiscal year April 1st. And one of the things that I wanted to tackle was more speed enforcement because we have the laser, we just invested in it. Going forth all summer, I want to see our speed numbers just go up. More tickets, less warnings, because I think now people have gotten the point that we're out there, we're using the laser. It's now going to be time for us to start doing the more enforcement on that. So another thing we were going to address with some of the stuff here is registration of all-terrain vehicles as well. Depending on where you're driving it, like if you're driving it in the woods, it's probably fine. But a lot of people have been driving them on the highway and whatnot. So we'll probably start with warnings leading into the summer. But as the summer carries on, if people are driving them on the highways, they have to be registered and insured and have a plate. So those are things we're going to start looking at as well because we've had a few people call in and say, hey, so and so's driving on the highway, doesn't have a license plate. So then we go check it out. And yeah, like I said, we'll start with warnings, but it's going to eventually end up in a ticket because it doesn't take much to register or insure an ATV, usually. It's quite cheap.
And also comments.
Helmets, yeah, helmets is a big thing. Usually people don't worry about helmets until it's a time when they should have been worried about a helmet. So that's another thing we'll be looking at as well. And then as far as our last priority there, drug and alcohol abuse, I mean, we're still going through doing regular bar walks at the lounge, and we're working closely with SCAN. So they have a little project last month, and then we're hoping to have one here going forward, possibly this month. It depends on how busy they are because they're doing a few things in a couple of communities, but regularly talking with SCAN, there is definitely work to be done in CarMax with regard to that. And I'm sure there's going to be few more posts of people getting removed from their homes. So unfortunately, but that's the update we have for policing in the month of March. Again, nothing spectacular. But if you guys have any questions before we move on to the next element here.
No, I just had like the traffic safety stuff and like just what's through town or whatever. It's still kind of it's been better.
It has been a lot of the like the bigger like speeds in town. They're quite low. I mean, we did like a few check stops where we were just running laser in town over by the Sunshine restaurant. We get nothing after we would check like 60 vehicles going through and everyone's under the speed limit going through.
It's like they know you're there. Yeah.
They must. They get the word gets out pretty quick usually if we are doing a speed trap, but for the most part along the highway. There's the odd person, but most people are keeping it hovered around that 120 mark. That's sort
Yeah.
of like the
What about
sweet
like
spot.
unlicensed drivers and stuff like that? Is
Plenty of those.
yeah.
Yeah, we actually more often than not we're laying tickets for unlicensed drivers and unregistered and uninsured. Yeah. Uninsured is the big one because if they get into a collision and you've got no one to go after now because they're not insured, then the only recourse you would have would be to sue them civilly, and then that's sort of a mess. So. I know insurance is something we've been going after. We last month in particular, there's at least four or five different drivers that we had up for no insurance.
You guys on last week, you were the PLPD.
PLPD.
Liability only.
Oh, yes.
Same thing for motor vehicle collision that are reported. It's really helpful because after investigation, some people, the driver was not licensed nor registered, did not report the collision, no insurance, all that guys. So yeah, it's good that when people call, like,
Yeah.
yes, yeah, I've been like you think like, oh, it's just another vehicle off the road. And it's for us a way to find out who's driving it and what's going
Yeah.
on. And because the vehicle's abandoned on the side of the road, we're allowed to
Well,
search.
yeah,
So.
like just as a an emergency responder, you want to check vehicles if they don't have tape, like you're just like it could be fresh, you don't know, right?
Sure. 100%.
Yeah.
Or not. Okay.
Doors.
Curious to know whether the impaired drivers are from CarMax.
So the impaired drivers were two cases where people had called it in and thought they were impaired. We found them and they weren't impaired. So they were deemed unfound.
No charges.
No charges in those two.
Ready to move on?
Okay.
Okay.
Liam.
Well, usually you're not.
I guess I can say the oath of appointment of bylaw enforcement. Yeah, just give it
Bible.
Sign up for Israel. Pardon me?
That's not for.
You can stand or sit,
You
whatever.
want us all to stand for you?
Liam Perez, as CarMax of Yukon Territory, make oath and say that I will well and truly serve Sovereign King in the Office of Bylaw Enforcement and the Peace Officer for the Village of CarMax without favour or affection, malice or ill will, that I will, to the best of my power, cause the peace to be kept and preserved, and that I will continue to hold said office of bylaw enforcement and I will, to the best of my skill and knowledge, discharge all duties and responsibilities that are faithfully according to law. So help me God. Thank you.
I switch her pen. Nice pen.
Say a glass breaker.
It's my pen.
Write your name. Full name. So. That?
No, it's okay. Maybe more of it.
Congratulations.
Sweet. Scott, thanks, man.
Oh, glitching.
What? So is your chance to run?
Yes. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Okay.
Welcome to the Peace Officer Club.
Liam.
Oh, it's good. So, enjoy the rest of your meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very Congratulations, much. Liam. Have a good night.
Yes, have a good night. You guys have
a good night. Good job. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
That thing is very loud, hey?
Huh?
If you guys don't hear it,
that's all I hear. Moving on, correspondence 5.1, letter from AYC President Hanchar. You've received this in your package for review. Yeah. Moving on, 5.2 joint. That was, oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, it says in the letter that, sorry, I read it somewhere.
The CMG part? Or?
Yeah. The, sorry. On the second page, it says, in contrast, the population and dwelling factors are currently multiplied by the CPI and have been increasing over time. In fact, they are CPI'd every year, but the number doesn't change every year. It's still $45 a year and CPI for that year. But it doesn't actually increase every year. Just so you know.
Good. Thank you. Councillor Belmore. Any other comments or concerns regarding the letter of comprehensive municipal grant? Not seeing any. Moving on. 5.2 joint LSCFN VOC letter to Minister of Health and Social Services and Minister of Community Services. This letter. Is identifying the concerns with aging health infrastructure in our community and that it's outlived its useful life for the community and the surrounding parking area.
Thank you.
Cool. Any questions or concerns on the letter?
No, it's okay.
May I comment?
Go ahead.
I was talking to Brittany over at the health center, and she reported that we are second on the list for a new health center after Mayo.
And when is Mayo's?
She didn't know.
Tender out?
They have a very large health center in Mayo.
They do?
Like a very large. They had a doctor there for a long time.
Okay. That's good news.
And they have parking.
Okay, moving on. Reports.
I'll make a motion to file the correspondence not acted upon by resolution.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Moving on. Reports. Council activity reports. Councilor Hanson.
I attended the special meeting on March 8th to pass the budget and the taxation bylaw. I have concerns over the speed on River Drive. I was attending a matter for work one morning, and as I was slowing down for Pocket Park, 30 kilometers an hour, someone pulled out and passed me. And that just floored me. I couldn't believe it. So that led me to think that maybe we needed some more traffic enforcement in the community.
Sorry.
I did a little bit of research on speed limits, and I found this information that maybe Prince can help me.
Okay.
I could read it if you like.
Sure.
A study relating severity of pedestrian injury to impact speed and vehicular pedestrian crashes found that collisions at speeds of 40 kilometers per hour, serious injuries, including those leading to hospitalization, are more likely to occur. A strong dependence on impact speed is found, with the fatality risk at 50 kilometers an hour being more than twice as high as the risk at 40 kilometers per hour, and more than five times higher than the risk at 30 kilometers per hour.
Thank you, counselor. I'm sorry you experienced that.
We don't make any connections from the boardwalk as a pedestrian place to the to the places on the other side of the road either.
Yeah,
past downtown,
they like downtown, they do.
Yeah, there could be a place where we say this is a safe place to crosswalk.
There's only one.
But if people are doing the speed limit, we shouldn't have to worry about that. I agree with Councilor Hanser. I've lived on River Drive now for 35 plus years. I'm afraid walking my dog, let alone riding bikes with my granddaughters.
It's changed a lot.
People are disrespectful. But I don't want to get into what we go into on the highways.
And then the comments on Facebook really upset me. I ended up blocking one of the persons. And the person that passed me was actually one of the people that commented and said they couldn't even go 40 kilometers an hour because this roads were too out of shape.
Yeah.
So it's just disappointing.
I disagree with that too. I mean, I remember when the roads were in way worse shape than they are now. Well, like, they're not in that bad of shape.
Have you ever driven Riverdale in Whitehorse?
Or the back Dawson roads? City.
Or the back roads in Dawson City?
Yeah.
Or Watson Lake? I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah,
thank you.
They're not in very bad shape.
But we're just too good. Like, the vehicles are too good. The roads are too good. That's what an elder told me. What's the problem now?
Well, it's definitely changed a lot. Like, and the volume of traffic has also changed a lot.
I don't mean this disrespectful, but I find it really bad when a father's children drive really quick down River Drive. We're known as dog. But when I see mothers doing it, young mothers, it floored me. Like, whoa. You even got kids in the vehicle and you're driving that far. Like I said, I'm not picking on women or anybody, but it floors me that nobody seems to remember that it could be them out there. As long as you're in the vehicle, you don't think of doors outside the vehicle, just an outside the vehicle. Hell outside the vehicle. You're only thinking of yourself.
The best way to navigate this going forward is just to put the concern into the bylaw enforcement, and then they can kind of look after that. And, you know, everybody's aware, like, of what's going on in the community by, like, traffic or whatever.
I tell people
the word on the street or whatever, but it is that thing about being respectful. The roads are, it's, we just came out of winter, it's starting to be the springtime, you know, everybody's excited, getting a little anxious to get out there. It's time right now. It's an awareness. It should be, you know, we can put out an awareness that, you know, just to be aware that kids are out playing, people are out walking.
And we want to put the speed down to 40.
There's running club now going on at the school. Like, there's a lot of activities, right?
More kids on their bikes now.
Oh, thank you.
I've told people that people are driving faster by me than I even respond to the hot fire hall for a fire call. No, there's no need for it.
Did you want to?
I think that's all I have to report. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Hanson.
I just wanted to agree
with you. Hijack me. That's okay.
Sorry, I just wanted to agree with you.
Yeah. Councilor Mitchell, go ahead with your report.
I was at the casino meeting. Found it interesting. I'll leave it at that. And other than that, I had the honor of being the pallbearer for the elder Angus Charlie, and I found that a humbling to be able to do that for such a great woman. So other than that, I don't really have anything.
Thank you, Councillor Mitchell. Councillor Wheeler.
Hi guys. That's weird looking here. So the speed limit posts on Facebook I agree. I live on River Drive as well, and people have been flying down it for years. The roads aren't that bad, but I do completely agree with citizens saying they had no idea it was happening because this bylaw was passed seven months ago. There was no consultation with the community, no reasons why it's changing. It's just information. So we need to do better as a council, as Village of Carmacks, so like let people know what we're doing and why we're doing it. I agree with upping the enforcement, but I don't think we should have our bylaw officer doing it because if we take over traffic control in the community, that's saying we need the RCMP less. And the less we use them, the less they're going to be, we might be down to two officers forever. Like we don't want to draw down RCMP duties and then it's our responsibility because we can't afford that. There's one other thing. Yeah, that was it. And I did attend the special meeting and the casino meeting. I did not find it very interesting, Dennis, but it wasn't what I expected. It was a lot of technical stuff that wasn't like it doesn't affect me at all.
Agree with anything.
Yeah.
We did receive the slippers that you gave in for AYC, and thank you to Twyla for making those slippers for the auction.
Yeah, she had them put together pretty quickly. They look nice. I think they're about a size seven women's.
Yeah, 7-8, it says in the box there. Is that all from you, Councillor Wheeler?
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you very much. Councillor Belmore.
I attended the special council meeting as well. Thank you for that. It was nice and quick. I popped into the casino meeting. I didn't stay very long because it was the same night as the hockey ending week
Hockey game,
hockey
final
game.
game.
I was disappointed in their some of their presentation stuff about it was very technical and they didn't do a lot on they didn't talk a lot about the stuff that's going to affect CarMax a lot, like the road and the volume of traffic. All that information was missing from their boards. So I had maybe thought they had changed their mind about energy use, how they were going to get their energy and how they were going to ship their ore. Because what we had heard in previous iterations of their presentations was that they were going to have 23. Oh, I might be wrong. I can't remember exactly how many truckloads of LNG a day they would require. So a truck in, a truck out for each one of those truckloads. I thought it was 23, but I can't remember.
I think it's higher.
Because they do take more energy than the entire Yukon currently. And or the plan is they need 113 or 130 megawatts, and the Yukon tops out at 98. Yeah. And they didn't talk about the number of trucks leaving with ore because I talked to one of the fellows about the potential port building in Skagway and that none of that information was there. And my understanding was that it's a truck leaves every 15 minutes, 24 hours a day. Or who's responsible to work or how is Yukon government engaging on potential upgrades of the Klondike Highway for traffic safety? Once these 15-minute trucks start rolling, potentially in and out. So, those are things that I was disappointed was not in their information. And I attended my very first hockey game live the other day. It's the Edmonton game. It was exciting. It was exciting. It's what I played for. San Jose.
Edmonton and San Jose. Thank you, Councillor Belmore. Moving on to my report, I too attended the special meeting on April 8th. Don't really have too much other than finishing the hockey year for the minor hockey, accepting the RSVP for the 2025 graduates from Tantalus School that we're invited to. So yeah, That's all I got.
Is all the council invited?
I believe so. Yeah.
Thank you.
CAO report. Chantel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. CAO report for April 15th, 2025. A reminder that a regular council meeting, the first one of May, is on the 6th. I still have not heard back from the Premier's office. I send them weekly emails now, so maybe at some point they will get back to me. ESAB has made their final recommendations for the landfill. It has been approved and assessed, and the landfill is allowed to proceed with terms and conditions. Number one, heritage resource impact assessment shall be completed, and if there's any findings, that LSCFN will be notified of the discovery. There was a potential rock, heritage rock at the top of the landfill that Heritage is going to go take a look at.
Heritage rock?
Yeah, there's a rock. Someone had mentioned that it might be a heritage spot. You know where the trail to the access of the landfill, that trail that goes up to the tower? Just as you start driving up and the edge of the landfill goes like this, right at the top corner right there, there's potentially a heritage spot there. All I know is that it might be a rock.
I've never heard that before.
So they will go check it out. Yeah. Upon review of job descriptions and recreational staff hours, in my recreation audit that I was doing, we have typically and sometimes not three staff mid-morning to morning, afternoon, early morning, and then three staff in the afternoon and evening shifts. And that is in order to have a little bit of a crossover with the different shifts, make sure there's at least two people on site at all times so they can take each other's breaks off. But that doesn't mean necessarily that there's three staff on all the time. So looking at the hours and whatnot, it made sense for the coverage. we're losing our after school staff. So I have some student job postings out right now for that. Budget Plumbing is still working on our boilers. One of the boilers fans is seized. They had to take it to Whitehorse to Jacobs to see if they can get it going. Ice plant is now shut down. All went well with that. Highways and Public Works is looking into the CarMax bypass sign to change it to a different name. They agree that they don't want the tourists to go up there. So they are going to come up with something and let us know. I looked into the new carbon energy rebate that the government had put out for our new roof. However, we don't fit the bill. We would have to provide a 20% carbon reduction with our renovation, and that's not going to happen with a replacement of just shingles or a tin roof. Run into a few hiccups with the pool rentals. Nothing too hectic. Got to have a guy come up and repair the liner of the pool. It's torn in a couple spots, and one of the filter outside contraptions, the plastic has been reordered because it's broken. But it still looks like the pool renovations are on track and moving forward nicely. And YG reported average snow melt for Central Yukon, which CarMax is part of course. And YG also posted the latest snow survey indicating that it will be a low risk this year for potential flooding during spring freshet in most of the territory and above flood potential for communities in the Klondike. And that's my report for now.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think I missed to welcome Arbor.
Oh, well, Arbor, welcome.
Our community advisor.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, I'm glad to attend tonight.
I apologize for that. I didn't see you there.
That's okay. I'm still planning a trip up in person. I regret that I haven't been there yet.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Moving on, Oh, does anybody have any questions for CAO?
Thank you.
One question about the pool. Do they got to replace the whole liner or can they fix it?
No, I have a guy coming to repair it.
Repair the
pool. Yeah. Maybe in the next 2 years, we might have to replace the whole thing, but for now, it's fixable.
Yeah, it wasn't a clip-in liner where they did it different the last time. In pieces or something.
Yeah.
Like a welded seam.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of, there's only one tear that's not in the seam. Most of them are all around the seam. So it just needs to be really re-silicone or whatever product they use to fix it. But yeah, it is good news.
And there's stuff, cool stuff.
There will be.
Potentially.
There will be. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There will be.
I seen the VOC had posted the auction items also, right?
Yes, we have. Yeah, Prince worked really hard to get pictures up online with the different biddings. It's up there and it'll be starting on April 22nd. Yeah, for
May 6th for the tax presentations, then later on general credit.
Yep.
Thank you. Association of Yukon Communities, AYC. Any updates or?
No, we've been working on resolutions and things for the AGM. So we're looking forward to seeing you all there.
We look forward to being there. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Haines Junction.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you, Doris.
Thank you.
Bylaws?
None. Except for risk.
All right, moving on. New and unfinished business. 8.1, 2024 audit plan from Matrix Group.
It's just a boilerplate audit letter.
This is the,
Do they do their audit completely remotely? They don't come here anymore?
They do not come here anymore.
Wow.
COVID changed lots of things.
Any questions on the Matrix group?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. 8.2, radar, two types. As a discussion item. Did you want to speak on that?
This was my idea.
Okay.
So, but I think Chantel knows what's going on and has more information than I did. So thank you.
Sure. I like to present all the information and be neutral. So Doris had sent me the handheld. I talked to Liam about this. He is not as much trained on them. However, they're also not as, like if it gets bonked or it gets too hot, it gets bonked out of calibration. It comes with tuning forks, but it's not a super accurate source of radar. And so I thought, well, I mean, if we're looking at radar for potentially having our enforcement officer use these for warnings, which I'm not entirely sure mayor and council want to go with that. I thought I would also provide a more reliable source of radar. It is, of course, a little bit more expensive. Liam has been certified in this type of radar when he was up in Nunavut, and it is legal for court purposes. But again, mayor and council would have to decide whether our bylaw officer is actually going to start enforcing traffic speed zones or just be a source of information and warnings to the public.
Okay. Any discussion on radar for traffic enforcement? Discussion, questions, concerns?
When are we making the decision to move?
We're just
my intention was for him to have something hold out and point at people, and maybe they'll slow down, maybe they won't. Maybe if we can stop them and give them a warning, I don't think there's any need for tickets or revenue generation. I don't think that we need to go that route, that having a handheld TV unit that I even pay for might be good enough. If you're not going to court, you don't need a $3,600 machine. So I figured that was my feeling. And I heard what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hanson. Councillor Mitchell, any comments, direction?
Yeah, I'd like to see it. Because I think we've just been too damn lucky. And our luck's going to run out. Someone's going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Especially walking from the old fire hall to that little cabin. There's many times I see parents, young mothers, stopping real quick and people hitting their brakes. It's kind of a blind spot, people coming across there. So it's only a matter of time. So people don't like it, but we got to do something to tell us. Because the old saying, you don't wait till someone gets hurt. People complain about the speed limit, but like I said, it's when they're outside the vehicle, they're complaining. They forget about themselves. I think we should move forward with something, and I kind of disagree. I think we should go with one that's more reliable. If we're going to go this road.
There's other options.
We only have these two.
As the RCMP were here, when they ask for their annual prediction of what you want them to look into, or what the three things that are on the table for them to do, that's the speeding. We can raise higher concerns with the RCMP to be more present. We can have Liam more present. Doesn't necessarily mean that he's able to maybe track how fast they're going, but just the presence of being in those zones at certain times, or maybe
not to cut you off. I agree with some warning.
Yeah.
But what speed do we, someone 10 kilometers over the speed limit, even 20, we're pushing it here. But I mean, people aren't doing 20 and 30 kilometers. They're doing 50, 60 kilometers an hour past the speed limit. I've seen a father, mother, and their child, all three of them. So you know where the child's getting it from. But I'm saying, I agree, maybe we shouldn't be so, but at certain points, it's got to be a ticket. It can't be just warning. Because if it just, people are just going to, oh, just a warning. Somewhere down the line, 10, 20, maybe. If you're a 10 person, say I've done it 10 times, all right, no more warning. You're getting a ticket.
Yeah, maybe after 5 or something that.
Exactly.
But you could, Liam also, I think, has a, pardon me for interrupting,
no,
has a good rapport with the RCMP. Maybe you could say to these people, Citizen X is going 70 miles an hour all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he could clue them in.
We don't put Liam out on, so he gets shot. we don't want somebody coming down on him real hard. But I like that idea that Doris just said.
Councillor Wheeler.
I don't think we should be drawing down the RCMP's responsibilities. And we can make it a priority. Speeding is a priority downtown. And how do we make those blind spots safer? Figure out plans to make them safer. And let's do a blast to the community. That's safety information to them. All the people that were commenting on Facebook, I've seen them all speed. They fly by my house.
We're just talking in a general form right now about.
But it's I don't think it's the best thing for us to have our bylaw guy, and Liam is trained, and he's more trained than most bylaw officers. Then he leaves, and a new guy comes in with absolutely no training, and he's going to be expected, or she's going to be expected, to do the same job. I don't know if we want to put someone in that position, because we are very fortunate for the caliber of the bylaw officer we have. It's a position that we've had. Oh, where
can you repeat what you were saying at the beginning? I missed it.
What, drawing down?
Yeah, about drawing down something.
Just drawing down enforcement. It's the more you take
in
on.
Regards, In
The
regards to
less.
the RCMP or in regards to the bylaws, or I missed that part.
To the RCMP, the more that we do, the more that we'll be expected to do and pay for, and that is a concern.
Yeah, no, I missed that. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, and we're fortunate because we have like a high quality, high caliber bylaw officer right now, and it's a position that is very difficult to fill in our small community. So we don't, you know, we don't want to put it on someone else if Liam ends up leaving. That's just, that's my thoughts.
Let's try and keep him.
Yeah.
You mean Lindsay?
No, I.
Sorry, Tara, we're having, we can't see you, but I think I can hear you.
This yeah, it's that wire. Up. It's that one funny wire.
You can buy a new TV.
Buy a new TV.
All right. If you want, are you still?
No, I'm done.
Thank you, Councillor Wheeler. Councillor Belmore.
I agree that the speeding is an issue, and I think the lowering the speed limit is a great first step in dealing with the issue. I agree with Tara that we shouldn't be taking on duties that are currently somebody else's duties. I know that municipalities have complained very hard, rallied and raged against Yukon government about downloading of regulations because we can't take on more. We can't afford to take on their work. And now we're just considering doing it for the RCMP's work. I do think that more needs to be done though. But I'd like to work towards something. So I'd like to do some work with the RCMP on actually patrolling those high speed zones and actually giving tickets. And because once a few people get tickets, then everybody slows down. Like you said, the word gets out. And that's sort of how it's worked in the past. And then people will speed up again and then you do it again. Or can we consider looking at those signs that show you that you're speeding way above the speed zone? Like they flash at you that you're doing 50 when you should be doing 30. Like a warning for people when they're driving.
Like the one we have out on the highway.
On the highway. And it slows people down. It does work. It does slow people down. And maybe doing some of that before we move to our bylaw officer enforcing tickets or enforcing speed. Also note that our traffic bylaw is not very detailed on speed enforcement. In fact, there's nothing even in the penalties on it. It says to refer to the penalties and there's nothing in there.
Isn't it in the driver's book? Isn't it the law?
Yeah, but he's our bylaw officer. He's not.
No, I'm saying our signs on the road is law.
But we're talking about enforcement part of
the enforcement part of the bylaw. It needs to be, if we're going to move down that road eventually, then we need to look at that portion of the bylaw again. I think it needs more detail.
Some more feedback, more conversation. I mean, I know, I understand where Dennis and everybody's coming from. Councillor Hanson.
I do totally agree that it's scary. Yeah. And I think that like crosswalks and stuff are a good idea. Or places for people to safely cross are a good idea. Because there isn't any if you're walking. I notice a lot of people walking to the new fire hall for work or these days. That's great. And we want to promote people, you know, not driving all the time. But I'd like to work up to it and not just jump to that as the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it would be like have more presence with Liam out there with the RCMP and working towards actually getting
some more educational parts.
Yeah, but I think if somebody's driving 80 kilometers an hour down a 40 kilometer hour zone, they should get a ticket. Like they should actually get a fine, which we can't do yet, according to our bylaw.
Maybe he could just hold up one of those heat sensors like they use to see where you're losing energy in your house. And then that would slow
the laser, the laser thing.
Yeah,
like he'd have all the cats in the neighborhood anyway.
As far as radar speed question at traffic safety, as for speed and radar, at the moment the discussion is still on the table. Carry the conversation to next meeting, or like Our
Sorry, can I just, I have one more thing. I also note that in the bylaw, a lot of this discussion should happen with the, I don't know what it's called, traffic safety committee.
That's it, yeah.
That's where these things are supposed to come forward to council from. So the traffic safety committee is supposed to meet about the speed and the potential for radar usage and the pros and cons, and then come to council with that
I'm
as
glad you
safety.
brought that up because I believe that like from my understanding of what I'm reading in there, that there should be some piece in there that allows some type of public input to that committee.
So can I just talk for a minute about my experience with the traffic safety committee? So we have a, when I was in at the city of Dawson, we had a traffic bylaw and we had a traffic safety committee with the public works and the mayor and the CAO. And they invited in people that had knowledge on specific issues. So like the RCMP would come to talk about speeds and traffic speeds and stuff, and somebody else would come to talk about water pipes, whatever, like whoever was the expert on potential issues, and then they would make a recommendation to a decision. So that's the experience. The bylaw seems very similar, so I think that was kind of the idea. I think that's kind of the idea behind it. So it doesn't need to be like hashed out so much at council, but we could have like more information presented that leads us to better decision making.
Absolutely. Any more further conversation on radar and traffic safety regarding speed? Nope, I don't think I'm seeing it. Moving on to question period from the gallery. Not seeing any. And moving on to a in-camera session. Nothing, not seeing any. It would be of the moment for labor in camera.
Oh, we're
Is
going
there
to
one?
have an in-camera session.
Oh, it's not
Oh,
on the agenda.
sorry. Maybe not.
Is kind of there.
It's not there.
10-1 labor.
Moving on. Councillor Hanson.
I'll make a motion that we start an in-camera session to discuss labor.
Okay, an amendment. Need to amend. Okay, at 7:55.
52.
52.
Okay. I'll second
Thank you.
Dursa, you